You're listening to That Cancer Show, a service of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. I'm here with my host, Mary Lawrence, and our guests, Dr. Susan Franks and Dr. Frank Lawless with the Triumph Program. Call now 919-860-9783. Again, that's 919-860-9783. Email us, and our great producer, Lois, we wouldn't be able to make it without her. And she keeps us, holds her hand. Radio at Cancer Support, the number four, the letter U.org. You can go to Cornucopia's website, Cancer Support, the number four, the letter U.org.
So, Dr. Franks, you were talking about how guided imagery can help improve the quality of life. Would you pick up where you were left off?
One of when patients are in a high state of fear and anxiety, you have a number of hormones, stress hormones that are secreted that bring about changes in your body that suppress the immune system. It also creates things like muscle tension. So when we have the person relaxed and participate in guided imagery, they get a sense of relaxation and peace. Those stress hormones go down and the body relaxes and allows the immune system to function the way it should. It can also offset some of the side effects of chemotherapy. It can help ameliorate that nausea. So there are a number of benefits from guided imagery that can improve the quality of life of the patient from both an emotional and a physical standpoint.
So guided imagery is self-directed, but it can also be done with assistance.
Absolutely. One of the features of imagery is that it is kind of built into our system, but we aren't aware of our abilities unless it's usually helped by a counselor or a coach. For example, if I were to ask you how you would make your heart beat faster, you would come up with some ways that would probably work, and we could check that out by just checking your heartbeat. For example, I would suspect that you might say, well, I can imagine being chased by a tiger, or I can think about being in my lover's arms and we're passionately involved with each other. So there are many ways that, let me also say, one of my favorite ways is that several patients have said, listening to Onward Christian Soldiers gives them a sense of power. So there's different ways that people can know inherently how to make their heartbeat faster. Now, then you have to take those next steps, and this is part of the coaching, is teaching them how to get in touch with their immune system so that they can begin to feel participation in their own care. What is actually most important, though, is how they can enhance and embrace their treatment, because the treatment itself can be pretty frightening and scary and make you sick. So one of the ways that you can also do is create imagery around their own intervention so that they can suffer less. They don't experience the nausea. They don't experience the pain as much.
So, Dr. Lawless, can you just kind of like take us through in like about 2 minutes what guided imagery would look like if you were working with someone and you were trying to guide them through it? How would you start? What would you say to them?
Well, the first thing we would do is we would spend some time in terms of relaxation. So I would probably take them through a breathing exercise where they can begin to breathe and relax their bodies and go through each part of their bodies and relax them, such as relaxing the muscles in your legs, relaxing the muscles in your arms and your shoulders, so that they can reach a very relaxed state. This state is called the theta state in terms of where the brain goes. And then I would then begin to talk about the nature of cancer. Cancer has got a lot of ways that it basically functions. It's not as scary if you can kind of educate the patient what it does. And it, a cancer is a tumor that basically grows. And so it doesn't have any intention of hurting you. It doesn't have any intention of making you sad or scaring you. It just is a group of cells that starts growing. And then I want to educate the person in terms of their the massive strength of their immune system and what they can do to enhance the ability of their own bodies to fight or to deal with or get rid of these particular aberrant cells. And then most of all, I want to talk about how they can embrace their treatment, how they can embrace the power of their doctor, how they can embrace the power of the chemotherapy or the radiation, because these are factors that we know have about 90% effectiveness based on their based on the patient's ability to believe in them and to embrace them.
How frequently should someone with cancer do guided imagery?
Well, what we hope for is that once they have an imagery that they believe in, that they can incorporate into their lives, we usually start asking them to at least focus for about 20 minutes, 15 or 20 minutes, three times a day. And then what happens is they begin to incorporate the imagery in their daily work, and they begin to enlarge this imagery. For example, when they may have gardens, and every time they go out there to weed their garden, they can think about weeding out the cancer cells. Or when they're washing dishes, we often don't do that by hand anymore, but if they want to wash the dishes, they can think about washing away the cancer cells out of their body, so they can embrace them and embrace their own imagery in terms of some of the activities that they do every day.
Wow.
You're listening to That Cancer Show, and tonight we're talking about guided imagery is our topic, and we're talking with two experts, Dr. Susan Franks and Dr. Frank Lawless from the University of North Texas Health Science Center, about the value of guided imagery on the cancer journey. And it seems that each person might have a different focal point for their guided imagery. Is there something that should be customized, or are there general approaches that are helpful?
It's always customized. Each person is different. There are some commonalities that often happen among groups, but mostly each person has their own unique experience, their own unique history. And so what you want to do is basically build on their own successes, their own past, in terms of what will bring them the best result and the most sense of unity. Quality of their own spirituality, for example, is really important in terms of the sense of love and concern that comes from a higher power.
Mm. Dr. Franks, in about a minute here, can you tell us what the impact of guided imagery would be for someone with metastatic cancer?
Well, it would be ideally it would be the same as someone whose cancer has not metastasized, and that is to bring about a sense of peace, a sense of control to the patient. Sometimes it may shift depending on where the person is. The focus of the imagery may shift depending on where the person is in the disease process. So if they may want to shift on pain control, not being in pain as opposed to fighting the cancer. It really depends on the person and where they're at, and being able to customize the imagery for that patient.
Okay.
Coming up, do you have a question for Dr. Franks or Dr. Lawless about guided imagery? Call us at 919-860-9783 or email our great producer, Lois, at radio@cancersupport, the number 4, the letter U.org. And you're listening to That Cancer Show.